say quickly. It says in Parashas Vayakov, Vayakov, Mishael, so that's the Israel. He gathered all of Kaisel together. So we spoke in the last year, the tchilek between, we spoke in a different mahala, but it was here a different mahala, but that between Parashas Pisisa and Parashas Vayakov, that over there Hashem commanded Mishkan and Shabbos. Over there first it was Mishkan and Shabbos. Here it's first Shabbos and Mishkan. We gave one mahal, I want to say another mahal today. The other mahals are there, everybody said. The MS, if we look at the chait of the eger, the maisa, if we look at it, there's a concept over there, another concept of what the soil of the chait was, especially if you were mazma, but I want to get to one problem which we didn't speak about. The maisa, the psukim say over there, Eila lo kecha Yisrael, heima bikshu alakus rabbis. The maisa, at the end of the day, it could be goes into what we spoke with one shmuz, but the soil of that, of the aveir of the ego, had a lot to do with the personal rotzo and to want to proceed in his personal benefit. And when a person has one God, so everybody has to be shabbat to that one God, but everybody has their own personal God, and each one has their own individual God. Eilu kechi, so Rashi says, bikshu elokus rabbis. And that's the pshat, each one has their own individual God that's reshaped according to their. Shaped according to their needs. That's one of the mazal of Avodah Zorah by side. That Avodah Zorah you can dictate the mahala as the opposite. But Eloi Kecha Yisrael, the concept over here was that each one wanted their own personal way to do the things and the personal benefit, their own personal pleasures. So therefore, they chose that we're going to Eloi Kecha. Each one they wanted one individual God that they could control. It came out. And Egel Azar, which also couldn't speak, whatever it was, but the Sovah Shaldava, the point, the fact that the Egel Azar was really deep inside, was a personal desire to enhance their own personal benefit, and be'emes, not have a shaykhus with anybody else. When you serve one God, so Pshad is automatically, it has to be an achdus, because we all work together for that same purpose. Whenever has their own individual God, the other person gets steps out of the picture. That could understand why they went afterwards to another mahal, where they went to Gila Arash Shvichas Dom, because that was the Yisoid of Ikri here, even though they were saying, we want, but they really wanted was their own mahal, their own person, they didn't care about the neighbor, and that's why they came to Gila Arash Shvichas Dom, and all the Abeyus they came to. So Moshe Rabbeinu comes down, sees the Egel Azov, he throws down the Luchas, he now has to do something very stark. Why? Because we know, Rabbi Yisrael, to have a Mishkan, Rabbi Yisrael, that was the Tachlis. The Mishkan was the Tachlis, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to mitzav on them now. Just why? You have to mitzav on the Shabbos, at the Shabbos, that was beforehand. Keep the Shabbos and Mishkan be doich. Because there we were talking before the Chet HaEgel, first the mitzav on the Mishkan, we were talking before the Chet HaEgel. And there Klaus was a murder, a matzav of not, Kish Echel Belevech, they were a matzav of murder, a achdus, Kish Echel, that's how they came to Haimai Min HaSinai. And when it came to Maimon Asina, about the tachas of the Mishkan was echad, Rabbi said, was the achdus of Klai Yisrael, the Adonim, everything was machzis hashekel. We gave the machzis hashekel, each machzis. There's a tremendous achdus. Why? Because the tachas of the Mishkan was that the Hashem echad should dwell there. In order for Hashem echad to dwell there, we need the Klai Yisrael's echad. Ato echad, Hashem chavika amchi, so we need Klai Yisrael's achad. So Mela, at the time of Man Torah, when he first put Sabbath on the Mishkan, Klai Yisrael was a murder to Ganasa with the Kishach B'lei V'echad. They all said Kishach B'lei V'echad, right? Vayachnu, they were one. But Mela, there it was just a matter of Mishkan, then Shabbos. But here, after we said in the Echet Egel, the whole Yisrael of Egel was Pirut. Each one wanted their own individual God, which brought them to give the Rash Shvichas Dom. They were ready to kill the neighbor, because they wanted their own personal venom. So Moshe Rabbeinu was in a quandary now. He comes down from Hasidim, okay, they did Tshuva. But Clyde, it didn't repair the damage of the Achdus. Memela, Moshe Rabbeinu needed something to Ma'achid Klal Yisrael. So now Shabbos was not just the Halacha to be Mitzavah them on Shabbos in order to keep Shabbos, in order they shouldn't do the Mishkan on Shabbos. Shabbos also had another tachlis over here. That tachlis was to ma'achid Klal Yisrael. But Shabbos is Raza de Echad. Shabbos is the koich of Achdus, Rabbi Yisrael. That's the shoich koich of Shabbos. That's why Yaakel Moshe. Moshe and Yaakel, what was he ma'achil them? How did he make him into a kahal again? The koich of Shabbos. He taught him Hilchos Shabbos. He got him together and was mechazed to Shabbos. Shabbos is a ma'achid, moridik ma'achid. Otto who Raza de Echad. And you saw it posture, Rabbi Yisrael. For 6 days you do work. When a person works, he's out there to create individual hatzlacha. You want to, you know, succeed and enhance your own personal benefit. But Shabbos is the day where we don't think about anything else. But Shabbos is the only thing about the Bnei Shalom. But Meila, there's no mokum for jealousy, no mokum for the Shabbos is the day where all the malach is out. The whole week with dog eat dog world, everybody has to beat out the Joneses. Who has more money? That's the week, Rabbi. But Shabbos is the time when we forget about everything else, and the whole thing is achdus with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Shabbos is a really good time for achdus. So, Meila, the kachos of Shabbos here before the Mishkan wasn't just that you shouldn't do Mishkan on Shabbos. It was a hechatimsit to be able to build the Mishkan. Because if we ma'achid the Shabbos, if we had the koyach of Shabbos as the ma'achid, then we could come, Be'ez Hashem, to the koyach of Ichud, Shleimus, which is the tachos of Mishkan, and that's the tachos of every, what's it called? That's the tachos of every, of Shabbos, Rabbi, the ma'achid. But Shabbos is also, Shabbos is Yontiv. Every Yontiv has the koyach of Shabbos, we're coming to Yontiv of Pesach, Be'emes. You think about it a little bit, I'll just read someone. That's out of all the Yom Tov, Rabbi, Pesach is the one that's on a certain side that has the least chance. Mishnisht is the sorry. The whole Yisrael of Pesach is taka. Okay, we have family over, but the Ma'is Mishnisht. The Ma'is made a certain type of distance. Everybody's, you know, with their own carbon Pesach, even though the Allah by carbon Pesach, who was Shechino, the taka by carbon Pesach. But the Mitzvah is the Ma'is of Mishnisht. We don't, we don't go things. So there's a big danger in that, Rabbi. So you have to be careful with the Mishnisht. That's only when we're coming to the Seder, at the Matzah. Or when the Shul Mishjor. And sure it's Mishjor, just in its house, Mishnisht. Forget, Yom Tov is a Moyed, it's a Vav, we meet with the Bnei Shalom. A Vav, we can't come to meet the Bnei Shalom on the Echot, from the Rosh of the Echot, from the Achlos of Klai Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. But the Maisa, Avad and Avad, Rabbi Yisrael. Hain, we said that, but Hain is another story why we did Pesach is an opportunity for not having the Achdus, is the Shtub, Rabbi Yisrael. Pesach is a classic Yom Tov for difficult Shalom Bayit. That's what we should wish everybody should have a good Shalom Bayit, which is quite a pleasure. How we get into, first of all, everybody's when you're home, but here you have to be home, and there's cleaning going on, and we need to help with the cleaning, and there's all the sveikas and this, and what can be done in the kitchen, what can't be done, and the wife wants this to be clean, like when they, one time they say in the brisk, Reb Chaim was once, saw his Rebbe cleaning the walls, scraping the walls, she said, what are you doing? He asked Reb Chaim, said, what are you doing? We're doing the scraping the walls, no chumas, he said, so if I listen to you, our whole house would be trapped, she told him. She said, the women have their own clue, whatever it is, but there's a time, there's a lot of tension in the house, everything has to be ready for Pesach, Reb Chaim. It's a myriad of guitar, Rabbi Yisrael, for being Adam Lamokoim, Rabbi Yisrael. We just spoke about before, Rabbi Yisrael. Adam ki Yaakov bikem korb, we're throwing by Yikra also. Adam ki Yaakov bikem korb, Lashem. Ani Hashem soine gezel ba'ar ba'oila. Moran Tzuka. Why is soine Hashem ba'oila? Why dafka ba'oila is soine Hashem? I had this kasha. All Adam ki Yaakov bikem, loim in a gezel. Gezel, what happens by soine? And from soine gezel ba'oila, we learn now, lulav ha'gozel, other mitzvahs. But why is it by korb, the Torah says, you say this very gishma. Korban, Rabbi Yisrael, one of Taina. You sort of Korban, Rabbi Yisrael. We know the sort of Korban is Lashon Kiskarvus. You sort of a whole Korban is that we know the physical is what made us do wrong, and we're mocker of the physical because we want to miscarve who we are with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the nature would be a person to say, you know what? I'll justify the means by the end. I'll justify the means by the end, and therefore, you know what? I'm going to go. What's wrong with taking my friend's Korban? The mice at the end, it's Karvus to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ani Hashem soine gezel ba'oila. You want to use, you want to trample on Be'erom Lachaveira in order to bring me a korban to Miskarev. This is pumfa kef in the Gantza Avodah Hashem. But Be'erom Lachaveira is so harsh. But the guy says, what do you mean? L'mayis is so visual dover. So visual dover. Let's look at the ends, right? So what about how the means I came to it? The ends justify the means. So what if I trample my friend? I'm going to Damit Shachar. I have to get to Baruch Hu, and I'm running. There's a crowd there. Okay, you ever see Shosh and Ogre Sapora? There's the sugya. You go run in, you boom in. And we said over from Rabbi Saul Salanta, this guy walked around on doing the whole Ella with Mamish stern, man, stern look, very stern, Mamish with that stern face. So Saul Salanta says, why does the whole world have to suffer? Because you're Ella. You face of Israel so rabbin. What do you mean? I'm working on Ella. For what's happens? You have responsibility to the rabbin. It's not, there's no, there's two sides of the said Luchas. It's the same thing. Five Luchas, the difference, five Dibbers as that. They're all over there. Keep it up. Eight might be, but five, they're equal. Kosh Bo wants to be on the Gemara. That's why Sinei Gezel Ba'al, Sinei. Guess what? The thing that you would think is being the biggest discarvis, it's a sin to Hashem. Why? Because you the means was you trampled on around the chaver. By us it has to be, and that's the benefit of Pesach. Everybody said we're with a chumras sometimes, and our wife's not holding by the chumras, and with this tension, and we're screaming, we want to get done, we want to get the bill. How can you not clean the stove so well? You see, alert, you get all nervous and screaming and yelling. Everybody said, Ani Hashem soyne gezva. You want to be? What are you? Let's just think for a second. Stop before you scream. What are you getting all nervous? Chometz. Who's going on chometz? The Bereshit. But the same Bereshit says you're not going to cause your wife any pain. And that's maybe even bigger zah. Much worse. But he doesn't think that way. It's all right away. We're so into the Ben Olam HaMokim. The Ben Olam HaMokim, we go crazy. And we don't realize it's equal. But the Rosh says, in Sech Tepeya, that Ben Olam HaChaveira is greater than Ben Olam HaMokim. Because in every Ben Olam HaChaveira, you have also Ben Olam HaShem Siva. It's chutz from the fact that you're helping out. So, Ani Hashem, Sony Gez of Oiler, but Pesach is the time when there's opportunities to Mishnah and tension in the house. But if I care about it, it's a moid, Shabbos and Pesach, it's a moid, it's a time for Iskarvis to connect the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Echor, the Vaad, from Echor, but Echor is not Shaykh without Am Echor, so the Achdus has to start in the home and spread out to the Shul, Mishjor, Be'ez Hashem, and we zirch, we schust the Achdus of Pesach and Shabbos, and we schust the Ato Echor, the Shimcho Echor, we can't be so we zirch to Be'ez Hashem, Hashem Echor, 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 Hashem